Hey everyone, welcome to Personally Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. Today I'm going to talk to you about my networking event. Yay! So, Rapid Connect had its first official networking event yesterday afternoon. It was really, really fun. And we had a pretty decent turnout. 70 people signed up, about half came, which is not cool because if you sign up, and you know you're not coming on time, so we can release those seats to people that want to come. Because I actually don't have to turn people away based on the fact that people said they were coming. So that's a bummer. I think I will reach out to the people that didn't come and find out why they didn't come. But what I want to talk to you about is networking tips and experiences and everything. So one lady was telling me, she said, I would really like to know if people are making business connections really from the networking. I said, yeah, that's something we can work on. See if people make actual connections. I said, but how you make connections is the follow-up. So when you come to a networking event, you're passing out business cards, you're telling each other about your businesses, but more than that, you need to be trying to establish an actual relationship with people. And how you build a relationship is the follow-ups. Who are you calling after the networking event? Who are you meeting up for coffee? Who are you having dinner with? Who are you introducing other people to? These are the ways that you build a relationship with people to also help them, help you and help them to build your business and build your brand. People will refer who they know and what they know, what they trust. And so the purpose of networking is not to make the hard sell, but it's there to make, to build relationships. I met some great people there. Some people came there with open minds and super friendly, super willing to learn and to meet people. And some people came with, you know, a chip on their shoulder, a bit standoffish. And those people really don't make great connections, you know. And that's sad because there really were some great people there. There was a lot of people who were in finance, a couple of coaches, a couple of teachers, a couple of people who were into beauty, like makeup, hair, those type of things. There were people there that was in jewelry, who was in food. Couple people had made baked goods. So there was a variety of people that was at my networking event. And for the most part, most of them made some really great connections. But then, like I said, a few of them didn't. Maybe it's a personality issue. Maybe it's an insecurity. Or maybe you just don't know how to network. But the thing about Rapid Connect is I'm going to teach you how to network. So, if you live in the Fayetteville area and you would like to network, tell people about your business, or you're interested in starting a business of your own, or you're interested in just supporting local businesses, you want to be a consumer, you can come to this networking event. Our next one is in August. Make sure you like our business page, that's Rapid Connect or Facebook. And we will be posting the next event within a few days. So make sure you tune in, come out, and support Rapid Connect. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you learned something. Have a wonderful day.